April 28. Guidebook to salvation. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 3:14-15. The many human inventions to explain the word, making students understand it through the assertions of learned men, is a mistake. God has not made the reception of the gospel to depend upon reasonings. The gospel is adapted for spiritual food to satisfy man's spiritual appetite. In every case, it is just what man needs. The Word of God is a great educating book, but while many claim to respect it, they place other books before it. The human reason is exalted above the divine. Must I speak out plainly and bear a decided testimony? Had the Word of God been regarded as it ever should have been, as the voice of God to men, the source of all wisdom, all truth, all higher education, children, youth, and parents would have made it not only their study, but their teacher and their guide, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:7. In the ages to come, what a history those ages will unfold. How can the children of the world endure to look into the heights and depths of that eternity called by the apostle the ages to come? What can be known about those ages to come? The Bible is a textbook, and it is to be searched diligently, not as we would read a book among many books. It must be to us the book that meets the wants of the soul. This book will make the man who studies and obeys it wise unto salvation. As food cannot nourish the body unless it be eaten and digested, neither can the word of the living God profit the soul unless it be received as the teacher in higher educational lines, as above all human productions, unless its principles be obeyed, because it is the wisdom of God. God will work out his own purpose, taking the human agent into co-partnership with the great firm of salvation and making of him all that he has promised in accordance with his word. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Isaiah 13:12, Manuscript 30, April 28, 1898. The Jews require a sign.